for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch up,
Dave Hughes has a sexy calendar pitch towards Xavier.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John. He's Australia's king of comedy.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And he loves Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
I've never seen a greater display of idiocy in my entire life.
Please welcome Dave Hughes.
Morning, Dave.
Great to be here, guys. And I remember I was on last week and I was all about the Eagles winning the grand final and failed to mention little Teddy entering the world. So well done, Xavier.
Mate, he's as fit as a fiddle and he looks like me too, so it's going to be nice and hard for him to ever
you
get a
kiss.
You know
what? It's character building, mate. you'll rely on his personality and that'll be better off in the long run.
He's got a massive head. He definitely won't be a boxer.
Really?
Oh, it's an easy target. Goodness
is
me.
I've not met him yet. So.
Yeah, no. The head got squashed, so it came out about a foot longer than his actual body. But he's good. He's healthy now.
He's good. He's healthy and happy. That's the main thing. Now, Hughesy, you have got a calendar at the moment that you've pitched, and you're sick of all the firemen. Is that right?
Yeah,
your wife looking at all the firemen in a calendar.
It's 2 years in a row now. Last year at the show, my children brought home a calendar, and my wife's, and it was firemen with dogs. And apparently they bought it because my 5-year-old at the time said that Daddy loves puppies. So, so that came home, and then only the other day she's brought home another calendar the next year. So it's just too many hot firemen. With good-looking dogs, so we've got a calendar out. We're going to bring a calendar out, Men and Their Mongrels.
Right?
So, I like the name.
We're looking for dogs that are possibly rescue dogs and, you know, that look scruffy, but they've got great personalities. So, and the men that are attached to those dogs.
And what does kind of like the men that it's attached to those dogs have to be like? Do they have to have abs or could they just be like really confident in the way that they present themselves?
They could be desperately insecure for all we care. So, look, they can look however they want to look. So, I mean, it's going to be a wide variety. Like, you know, May will be different to June and will be different to July. So you'll never know what you're going to get at the first day of the month. You might be happy, you might be unhappy, but you only have to wait 30 days for another dude.
Well, Dave, we'd like to pitch an idea. And yes. It's interesting that you said wide variety because when it comes to variety, we've found the widest. Xavier Alice has a couple of mongrels at home, and he's got one of the best dad bods in Perth.
And
what do we need to do to get Xavier into this calendar of men and mongrels?
Mate, all we need to know is what month he wants to be, because Xavier Ellis will be in this calendar.
and he's got two rescue dogs. He's got Kevin and Tilly. I mean, like, they're not
perfect.
So scruffy, but Zaves can be the scruffy dog in the photo.
The calendar was built for him.
The only thing I've got to put towards this, Hughesy, is I want September, because I did me best work in September.
You certainly did. It's like, we'll just put 2008, and it was 2019, whatever, it's 11 years later, but there's no doubt. September is Xavier Alice, his two dogs. Wow, we've got a month sorted.
So have we locked him in?
I've locked him in. I mean, I'm making the executive decision, so I don't care what anyone else says. You are September, man. It's going to happen.
Yes. All right. This was much easier than we thought, right?
So do we have to organise a photo shoot, or do we just get the iPhone out in portrait mode and send through our best
work? We're going to get a professional photographer to get the shoot done. So, yes. So,
amazing. You know,
yes, I mean, I think we can. We'll get Perth's finest photographer to turn up to Xavier's joint and get you with the two dogs, mate. Get him in a good mood, and yeah, I reckon shirt off or not. What do you reckon?
No, shirt off.
I want to oil you up as well.
Yeah, no, shirt off.
Oil him up.
Spray tanning him or not? Are we going to go?
Yeah, I reckon. I've never seen Alice with a spray tan, so that'd be a sight.
I've never seen Alice not any shade of white. It's just purely just white as night.
This will be good, though. I'm excited. Kevin and Tilly will be excited. This will be a great little piece to hand over to young Ted as he grows. And you're his inspiration.
And it's the unveiling of the dad bod, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
we can officially call it a dad bod. Before, we just called him lazy, but now...
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Now, if you've been living under a rock, you may not have heard the news, but if you're like me and you've heard it a million times, it's pretty boring. But if you haven't heard, here's a refresher for you.
Kensington Palace, yes, confirming that Prince Harry and Meghan are expecting their first child in the UK spring next year, which puts the due date somewhere between March, April and May. It's anyone's guess.
Now, I couldn't give a rat's tush.
I could not care
one iota about the suit star and Prince Harry, the Vegas nude man, was having a child. I couldn't care.
He's a prince and now she's a princess.
Yeah, I just don't think they've got much relevance to Australia.
They're here in Australia at the moment.
16-day tour and they're going to Dubbo.
16-day tour, 74 engagements, and she's going to make 3 outfit changes.
And they're
a
not
day.
Coming to Perth.
Couldn't fit us in.
How many days? 18 days, did we say?
16.
16 days. Couldn't fit us in.
Interesting.
Busy, anyway,
it's been a big week for the Royals because there was also a wedding.
Well, so Eugenie got married on Friday, which is Prince Andrew, which is Charles's brother. His daughter got married, but they were telling everyone at the wedding.
Yeah, good on them.
So, and then yesterday when they announced, that was where they decided to fill the Queen in and tell all their cousins and stuff. And then straight after they announced on Twitter, Kensington Palace, Princess Fergie, or former Princess Fergie, which is Eugenie's mum, was like, congratulations still to Eugenie and Jack.
Oh, really?
What a beautiful couple, because now, obviously, the whole thing is being overshadowed, and then she was wanting to share all the wedding photos.
Yes, of course. Now, it is hard at a wedding because everyone's drinking like wines and champagnes and celebrating.
Like, hard to hide it.
It was hard. Em and I went to a couple of weddings where she was pregnant and had to hide it. And in the end, I was just like, hey, boys, maybe stop trying to slide her some champagne because she's pregnant.
Just announced it.
Well, I just told them, like, rather than them pretending that she's drinking and not drinking, it's just awkward.
And I just get another soda water but make it look like a vodka soda.
I just tell a couple of people around us and then they would organise it, or, you know, because there's only so many times Em can hand me a glass of champagne and I scull it, and by the time I've sculled 13 champagnes...
You've got to be taken out of the wedding.
I'm the one that's getting carried out.
You're the one that's overshadowing the wedding.
By the pregnant lady. She's actually carrying me out like I've returned from Vietnam War. Like, that's how I was. But anyway, what I want to do, 13:10:60.
Yeah.
Here's your time, and I don't know if we'll get a call up. But I want to overshadow Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's announcement. I want someone to come on here and announce they're pregnant. And obviously you might have already told a couple of your loved ones and stuff. So I don't need the very, very first, I peed on a stick last night and I'm pregnant.
But it could be.
I want someone, 13:10:60, jump on here, and here's your chance to announce to Perth, and apparently according to our ratings last time, pretty good cume, pretty good listener base.
Here's your chance to announce to 700,000 people in Perth.
There you go, that you are pregnant.
And the thing is, people are always looking for fun and interesting ways to announce their pregnancy these days. This is it. You get to announce to Perth right now that you're having a baby.
Because in my eyes, you're more important than Rachel Zane and Prince Harry.
It's Meghan
get
Michael.
Around the people of
is
Perth.
Is it Mike Ross's child? Who knows? I'm
who
just
knows?
Saying.
Who knows? Be. That's what I'm hearing. I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Get on and announce your pregnancy. Overshadow Meghan Markle as she overshadowed Eugenie
and Jack.
Should we drama it up a little bit?
What do you got for us?
Maybe like the big announcement.
Yes.
The big announcement. So
we head to Double View. Bethany, what would you like to tell the people of Perth?
I'm having a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Bethany, have you told anyone?
I've told some close friends and some family members, but obviously not everyone. And I haven't announced it on Facebook or anything.
Oh, wow. So we're the first big announcement. Now, how far along are you and do you know what you're having?
Yeah, I'm 13 weeks and so don't really know what we're having. Like, haven't confirmed it, but we're pretty sure it's a boy.
Ooh.
Oh, and first child, Bethany, or?
It's third child, actually.
Third child. So is there a partner involved, I assume?
Yeah. My husband, he's stoked. We actually just had a baby about 4.5 months ago, so it's a bit
so you're not you. Oh, you were doing the hanky-panky in the time that you're not supposed to?
Well, yes.
Yes, because that's what happened to my girlfriend, because you're really fertile.
I'm keen to have another one now too.
Well, that's what she said. She was like, oh, stuff it. Get it out of the way.
That's what we're happy about, getting it out of the way so that, you know, they're going to basically be like Irish twins. Have you heard that term before?
No. But you've literally, all I feel is, like, all I'm focusing on is that you've literally not been pregnant for a month. So you're pregnant, had the baby a month, and then now you have another one.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you, Bethany. Congratulations, mate, to you and your husband. And look forward to hearing about the journey when it happens.
Thanks,
unbelievable.
Bethany.
All right.
Some more big announcements on Hit 92.9, the most listened to radio show for young people in Perth. In Rockingham, Danny has an announcement.
That's you. All right, so haven't announced it on Facebook. I've only told friends and family. But my wife and I, Emily, are having a baby.
Yeah! 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 There you go, Danny boy.
Is it your first?
Yeah, it's our first.
Great, mate. How far along are we at the moment?
We just had 16 weeks. We were supposed to find out the other day and do a gender reveal, but the doctor didn't have the equipment, so we couldn't find out.
Well, they couldn't find it. Yeah, sorry, Danny. What was your partner's name? Your wife's name?
Emily.
Emily and Danny, congratulations to you two.
Massive
expecting
congrats.
A child. Well done, and you've overshadowed Meghan Markle. Oh, is it Meghan Markle anymore?
It's whatever Prince Harry's last name is. I can't remember.
What is his last name? Or isn't she just the Dussex of Sussex or something?
No, so they are the Prince and Princess of Sussex.
Don't they have last names?
Cambridge or something. Duchess. There we go.
Another
they do have last names, but
big announcement on Hit 92.9.
Yes.
We cross to Byford. Casey, what would you like to announce?
I'm pregnant.
Yes! On your case.
Yeah, Case, who have you told?
Only family and a couple of close friends.
Oh, amazing. And is it your first?
Second.
Brilliant.
Second child. And is there a partner, husband out there?
Yeah, my partner. It's our second together, so very exciting.
What's his name, if you don't mind?
Matthew.
And Casey, a big congratulations from everyone at Hit 92.9.
You've overshadowed
Harry and Meghan in our eyes.
Amazing.
Take that.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice feel-good segment. I like that.
Did you like that?
I love that.
All right, Bethany, Danny and Casey, congratulations to all of you guys.
And that's going to be an open-ended segment. If you ever want to jump on and just announce you're pregnant, I'll take the call.
All right.
We'll take the call.
Good on you, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hit app. Download it today.
Ambulance Australia on 10.
A brand new documentary series taking you to the emergency services front line.
We can take someone from the worst day of their lives to come back home in one piece. That's the most rewarding part.
Starring in the series and joining us now is intensive care paramedic Rick.
Hello, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Did that opener just freak you out? That was really intense, wasn't it?
It was quite intense, but it also made you want to watch the show tonight.
Absolutely.
Which you're going to be starring in.
Yeah, apparently
as your job.
So. Yeah.
Doing your everyday job. So it's a documentary series following you guys around.
Yeah. That's a documentary series based on the UK ambulance, and it follows the ambulance service from the call. In the control centre through dispatch and then down to a boots on the ground view with us paramedics.
Now, Rick, in your line of work, things can obviously go pear-shaped pretty quickly and sometimes out of your control. Were you a little bit hesitant to say yes to being filmed in this series?
Initially, but we had complete control over the situation. If we deemed it inappropriate, we would just cease filming or advise it and not to go on. And there wasn't too much to it, really. There was just some small cameras rigged up in the ambulance and one fellow who was following us around and he did a good job of making himself invisible, really. So we could just get on.
With your job.
And do what we needed to do, so there was no impediment there.
Do you think the general public appreciates how hard and difficult your job is? And is this show, finally people can see what we actually do?
Yeah, I think that will be a good thing. Hopefully people will gain a new appreciation for what we do. And also appreciate the precious resource that an ambulance service is and somehow... Sometimes how tight those resources can become, it's a very overloaded system. There's a lot of strain put on it. So I think that'll be good for the public to gain an insight into that.
What's the most common call out that you get, Rick?
Oh, look, old people. You know, if you don't like old people, you're in the wrong job, you know. If you think about who gets sick the most, it's the elderly. So, definitely ailments that come with age, and that can be as simple as, you know, falling out of bed and not being able to get back up, to quite serious heart attacks. But generally the elderly make up our biggest cohort of patients.
I've always said paramedics deserve a much higher pay grade because they are the link between getting you from the scene to, obviously, hospital. But I see on the news a little bit these days where ambulance and paramedics have been attacked by people who are often high on meth and that sort of stuff. Is that a common occurrence that you see in the industry, or is it just the ones that we see reported, obviously, we turn our nose to?
No. It does go on. There is an ever-present danger that you have to be aware of. Usually we're pretty savvy at picking up if the scene's going to go sour, but there are always those ones that can catch you wrong-footed, and it's happened to me. It's happened to every one of my colleagues. You know, sometimes you just can't pick it, and it's not cool, mate. It does suck for us because you know, we're the good guys. We're out there trying to help people, so it is hard when it sort of flips on you like that. You know.
So what do you actually do in that situation? Do you defend yourself first and protect the person you're helping second, or is there a protocol? Or
well, essentially, we've got to look after ourselves first. If we're taken out, we can't help anybody, you know. Yeah. So if it is dangerous, we'll get out of there. We certainly don't escalate the situation. We always de-escalate. We're not there to go toe to toe with people. we've got duress buttons, etc. So our chief aim is to get out of there, basically, if it's dangerous.
Well, you don't want to see what happens around Perth late at nights where buses and that get followed by security guards. That'd be very upsetting. Yeah. But in the series, does all the stories end with lollipops and flowers, or is there actually some unfortunate results shown in this series?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so you'll find out when I do. But inevitably, in our line of work, it's not all lollipops and flowers. So
yeah, that's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. It's a realistic view of what goes on. So I think you will get the full spectrum of the paramedic experience. Yeah.
Well, what's the scariest thing that's happened to you, Rick?
Scariest thing I think would probably have having a cutthroat razor blade pulled on me in the back of the ambulance. It was a bit gnarly.
Oh,
but
God.
Then just various, you know, being chased by angry people at various times, you know, when you've got to leg it, but...
So a lot of people say, oh, yeah, what's your job like? And they'll go, oh, well, there's no 2 days are the same. But do you think you've got the most varied days of your work?
Yeah, mate. And that's why I love it. It's awesome. You know, and you genuinely have no idea what you're turning up to when you sign on. It can, you know, you can have very mundane days, or you can have, you know, you can just be under the pump, you know, and you can't pick it. You just can't pick it.
Well, you're a very chilled out guy, Rick. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the
great.
Show. Which is exactly.
being a paramedic.
Mate, we can't wait to see you on our TV screen tonight on Channel 10.
Thank you for having me, guys.
No worries at all.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Meghan Markle, obviously, or Meg, what are we saying?
It's Meghan. Only because we learnt that when we're, I'm not being like, you know, shaming you here, but we learnt that over when
there's
we went
a H
to the
in
royal
it.
Wedding.
Some have H's though.
It's just how they say it.
Meghan Markle is not coming to Western Australia, but she is going to Dubbo for some reason. So yesterday I called a florist in Dubbo and I thought I'd arrange some flowers on our behalf, and they said, would you like to leave a note? And I said, not only would I like to leave a note, I would like to leave one of the creepiest poems of all time if you could put that in the letter, please.
Oh. Before you start, is there any, like, why would they go to Dubbo? Is it like where the
Brits visiting.
Landed first? Is it, no, is there any sort of
Well, Bathurst
history?
Is actually the first inland city that's settled, and Dubbo is 3 hours further west out.
So it's not reason.
No reason.
It's,
they had to go somewhere and
they
like,
want to celebrate the country.
They did
country
roll
New South Wales.
They rolled a piece of paper over.
They rock
and
rolled.
The map, then they rock and rolled. All right, well, this is me calling a florist in Dubbo to send a message on behalf of Heidi, Xavier and Ryan and the listeners of Hit 92.9.
Meg Flowers, Annie speaking. How can I help you?
So I'm calling from a radio station in Perth. Obviously a very important guest in town this week, and I was wondering if I could order some flowers.
We can certainly do that for you. No trouble.
Excellent.
What sort of flowers did you have in mind?
I will have the greatest but also cheapest flowers possible, if that's okay. Is there anything you can recommend?
Our Lush Special is $59.95.
What sort of flowers is the $59? Because that'll be fine.
Some lovely chrysanthemums and carnations. So they're pink and white, and it's in a box. It's quite cute, actually. It's very nice.
Nice, very nice. Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Now, what would you like me to? Who would you like me to address it to?
Well, can you address it to Megan? Is that okay?
Yeah, by all means.
And I've prepared a bit of a poem. Is it possible to write a little note?
Of course. All right. Let me hear the poem.
Okay. It's such a shame you didn't have time to make it out west. I've got a spare room in Frio if you need a place to rest.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
We'd love to have you in the studio here at Perth's Hit 92.9. We'd have to hold Xavier back, though, because he thinks you're damn fine.
Oh, goodness me.
Cheeky boy.
And lots of M's in the damn, like damn fine.
Okay, yes, absolutely. That's this is the most interesting thing I've had to do all day, so excellent. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome. There's only one more rhyme to go.
Go ahead.
We're casual over here. Bare feet, T-shirt, relaxed jeans. We've loved you since Suits, especially those spicy sex scenes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Exclamation mark?
Yes, please.
Lots of kisses and hugs.
Yes, excellent. And I'll just get a love from Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Can I just get you to read that from the top just so I know it's right?
Okay. Dear Megan, it's such a shame you didn't have time to make it out west. I've got a little room in Frio if you needed a place to rest. We'd love to have you in the studio here at Perth Hit 929. We'd have to hold Xavier back, though, because he thinks you're damn fine. We're casual over here, bare feet, T-shirts and relaxed jeans. We've loved you since Suits, especially those lovely sex scenes. Kiss, 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 hug, 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 hug. Love from Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Sorry, it's a bit of a mouthful.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm sure she'll appreciate it.
All right, and that's how we finished up yesterday. So do you think we've done a good job?
Yeah, bravo.
Yeah, so how are we getting the flowers to her then?
Well, I've got them to deliver to our sister station in Dubbo.
Amazing.
And then they will be dropping them off to the royal couple later on today. I think they arrive in Dubbo tonight
or
early tomorrow morning.
Together or something. They'll be having lunch or something.
What do they do when they get given all these? Because, you know, you see them as
well, I did offer them to come over and I did offer to stay in my spare room in Frio. So
we'll just have to wait and see.
You don't ask, you don't get. So let's find out how we go.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
A glorious week for all because Taylor Swift is coming to our town. She's probably one of the most spoke about pop stars over the last decades, fair to say.
Massive.
Historical.
Yeah. Now,
and
historical.
And one of your favourite artists, Dave.
She actually is one of my favourite artists.
Are you going?
No.
Well, I thought I was and now apparently I might not be either. Let me take you behind the curtain of Hit 92.9. Often when a big artist comes, we'll get given a handful of tickets so then we can do competitions, give them on to listeners and stuff like that. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes there's a few leftovers.
Which is good for us to get given so we can actually comment on how the event went.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for a little review.
Yeah. And so I went to our staff and I said, and you never kind of assume they're yours and we're not entitled to them. But I say, hey, if there is a couple of leftovers, got some friends who are massive Taylor Swift fan. My partner Bridget would love to go. If there are any leftovers, I'd like to put my hand up and be in the ballot.
Can I just ask about the tone of conversation? Was it a secretive conversation or was it open and...
No, it's in the office. I went, oh, do we have any spares? And they went, oh, I'll have a look. We'll get back to you. And
okay. So it wasn't like discreet and hidden and...
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Shifty.
So then I drive into work this morning knowing that we're about to launch this big Taylor Swift competition on Hit 92.9 and we're giving away tickets. And then Heidi drops a bombshell at me at 6:10 and says... Oh, actually, Ryan, we don't have any tickets left. I know you've already physically given the tickets to some of your friends, but can you drive to South Yundalup, pick them up and bring them back because we need them for the competition now?
Well, I didn't know you had to drive that far until you told me.
Well, it's fair to say that I may have said some things I regretted earlier in the show about my thoughts.
Do you regret them?
No, I do not regret them.
No, because he's about to replay them.
Yeah.
When I was asked if I could hand back my tickets and it was played off like this is a once-off, here's how I may have responded. Sorry, we can't organise Ed Sheeran to give Xavier a birthday message. Oh, can't we? I'll just go and take care of it myself, which I did. We couldn't get tickets to one of the, was it the qualifying final?
Mm.
So Xavier and I went online and bought them ourselves and gave them away because apparently we couldn't get them. It's not possible. And then grand final tickets to see the West Coast Eagles.
Yes.
Oh, no, Perth doesn't care about football. Actually, they do. So Xavier and I, when Hines was getting married, we went and bought them ourselves.
Did
and
you?
Now, after promising we're going to give away Taylor Swift tickets, what does this station expect me to do? Look in my own pocket for a 15th time and give them away for myself.
You weren't angry at all.
Just hearing that back, I'm very thankful I didn't swear then because I heard myself really winding up.
I would have.
Well, yep. you did drop an S word.
Well, Xavier believes that ownership is 9/10 of the law, right?
I do.
100%. If it's in my hand, it's mine. Hides.
What is it? They've finders keepers, losers weakens?
No, it's not finders keepers. They're given to him.
Okay.
It's not like he picked them up from somewhere.
Well, I believe that, you know, you've always been this man about Perth. Since you've got here, you give away surprise things on you go out and you visit people all the time. You surprise them with lollies, tickets, everything. You always want to give back, Ryan. That's why you went and bought all that stuff. So I believe it's about time you just handed over those tickets and we gave them to the people of Perth.
I've set a precedent that we just take from Ryan. What else do you want? My car? Do you want my girlfriend? Do you want my organs
as
well?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind your girlfriend. She's babing.
All right.
She's a lovely girl.
Rhiannon, do you believe I should go to the show or someone like yourself should?
No, I believe that you should give them to me, the people of Perth, to enjoy the awesome show.
Yes, because, right. I mean, he gets lots of free stuff with work.
I'm sure he does. Well, the people of Perth get lots from 92.9 and we love it.
Now, Rhiannon, have you ever been given something and then requested to then give them back?
No, but my boss once brought me tickets to a different concert and I had to work, so it's sort of the same.
Oh, that hurts a little bit.
Do you remember it was when you were younger and you used to say, you're an Indian giver?
Yeah,
so that's what you'll have to call promotions.
You know that thing I gave you? That's not.
I don't know if that's offensive or not, but we used to say that as kids.
No. I think it is.
Oh, God.
I mean, I've already lit
the PC police out for me.
Yeah, I think...
Well, I'm sorry. It was just something I was like...
I apologize to the Indian people in the station.
Yeah, go on.
I do apologize.
Good. And
I actually don't know if it's offensive or not. I just wanted to apologize.
I feel like in the meeting after the show, that should be the focus of our discussion, not the tickets, because... I'm just trying to get out of the doghouse. What do you think should happen here?
I definitely think you should give them away, particular to me.
Oh, yeah. See, the peeps have spoken, Ryan. And I'm
exactly.
pretty sure, Anne, the lines are full. It's not just you that wants the ticket. So do you think that's fair, considering Ryan has been gifted them?
I think it's fair. I mean, he can afford to go buy some more tickets.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
Well, everyone knows that you're real rich. You're on radio. When you're on radio, you're rich,
apparently.
No, you're
not. Absolutely.
You know that's what everyone says.
You know where all my money goes is to buying these tickets for our show.
Anne, would you happily go with Ryan?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You'd have to ditch Bridget.
I ditched my girlfriend. Oh, I tell, hey, Bridget. I can't take you to Taylor Swift. Instead, I'm taking the young, fun, and bubbly Anne, who I just met on
air. I've got a solution.
Exactly. She'll love it.
Why don't you forfeit your ticket and then Bridget could go with Anne?
Anne and Bridget can duke it out.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Bonando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.